trailing 80-79 with 36 seconds left, and for 28-57 of the game, Eugene Brown III got a friendly bounce on a lay-in to take a lead as Georgia Southern men's basketball, 12-12, 5-7 SBC, got key stops after that to take down Louisiana, 7-17, 5-7, in an 83-82 nail-biter on Wednesday. We had to buckle down and get some stops. I thought we finally did that the last 8 minutes, Bice Peace head coach Charlie Henry said. I thought our offense was pretty good most of the night, we just didn't get enough stops to separate. It was good to get a win, and we made plays when the game was on the line. Despite scoring the first bucket, the Eagles trailed early on and for much of the first half, grabbing a slim one-point lead after Colin Cool's lay-in at 13:33. The Eagles went on a 13-2 run to hold a slim lead at the under 12, aided by a pair of Brown 3 three-pointers. The lead only stretched to 4 before the Cajuns took the lead back. Adante Holyman sunk a deep 3 to push the lead back to 29-27, but the Cajuns went on a hot streak following the bucket. Louisiana went 5 of its last 7 from the field, clinging to a 3-point lead after Bradley Douglas converted in and won before the break. All was an unconscious 7-12 from 3 and 6-6 from the line at the half, but the Eagles remained at arm's length. The Cajuns continued on the attack midway through the first. The team had a lead as big as 8 with 15:06 left, which began to dissipate in the ensuing minutes. Nate Brafford stole a bad pass and Holyman nailed a 3 at 9:50 to get back to within 1. While the visitors remained in front, the Eagles found the clutch streak over the final 7 minutes. Holyman stole a bad pass and flew for a Euro step layup to cut it to 69-68, and the Eagles took the lead for the first time since the first half on an Aaron Banks 3 from the top of the key. The Eagles found life on the next few possessions. Holyman again knocked down a big 3 followed by Brown III's big-time layup to lead by 5 at 149, which quickly disappeared after a 6-0 run by the visitors. With 36 seconds left and the Eagles down 1, Brown III drove into the paint and got a friendly roll to take the lead at 81-80. The Eagles got a stop, and Banks was perfect on the next 2 free throws. GS fouled up by 3 to stop an offensive possession for the Cajuns, who sunk the next 2. On the inbound, Brown 3 aired out a deep pass to Tyson Brown, who held on to it to seal the victory. Holyman, 24, had his second consecutive 20-point game to lead the way, joined by Banks, 14, Brown 3, season-high 13, and Douglas, 12. Brown had another near-double-double with 8 points and 8 rebounds. Coach was talking about the process all week, that it had to be good, Holyman said. I feel like we came into the game with the right mindset. We had good energy from the jump tonight. The Eagles earned their first victory when trailing with 2 minutes left since January 14, 2024 against Coastal Carolina, snapping a 16-game losing streak in the category. GS faces Western Michigan on Saturday, marking the conclusion of the MAC-SBC Challenge in Kalamazoo.